Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Therefore I urge you to imitate me. For this reason I've sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. The disciples learnt how to follow Jesus by looking at his example. They saw the way in which he responded to the constant demands of his ministry. They saw his kindness and patience, and the way in which he welcomed every kind of person. They were often shocked by the things that he said and by the sort of people with whom he spent his time. Paul didn't have the privilege of observing Jesus' ministry, but he recognized the crucial importance of people learning by example, and he offered his life as one to be imitated. How else would people learn how to put Christian teaching into practice? In our verses today, he tells the Corinthian church that he was sending his young friend Timothy to them so that they could be reminded of Paul's example. I suspect that we'd all become rather coy at the thought of people copying our example. But the fact is that every day as we live for Christ, we are being watched. There is no way in which we can hide away. And so we need to ensure that every day we're setting a good example, which is well worth following. So let me ask you this. Who will be looking at your life today? And what kind of example will you be setting? Now let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for all the people who have set a good example for us to follow. Help us to live lives which help others to follow you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.